Welcome to you all. Welcome to Holden Village. Is anyone leaving tomorrow? We do have some people leaving. That's fine, Martin. No, I know we have others who are going. If you'd stand, we always bless people who leave and pray with them, and it gives us good courage to looking to the future date when we are all going to go down. So let us join together in prayer. Our loving God, you love us so much, you send these people who shape our village and shape our lives. They have been Christ to us. Now we send them out into this world which you love so much. Give them courage, give them peace beyond understanding. And bring them back to us again soon. We miss them already. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen.
Good evening. My name is Carol Lund Hinderly, and I am another of the co-directors, along with Paul and Tom, and I have the privilege of leading our Vesper service this evening. So, the Lord be with you. Let us begin with number 808. Since very early in its history, Holden has had summer themes every year. Does anyone know when the first summer theme began and what it was? Do you know, Paul?
I think it was Holy Hilarity the second.
Holy Hilarity the second
66,
time.
65, I think.
Anyway, many, many moons ago, many decades ago. And as most of you know, the summer theme for this summer is All the Promises of God, which comes from the passage in 1 Corinthians where it follows, all the promises of God find their yes in Christ Jesus. All the promises of God, and there are many of them. So one great thing about this theme is that it is many-faceted, many-colored, multi-textured, and endless in possibility. The Bible is many things, not least a multi-layered collection of promises and accounts of God's faithfulness to God's children. The Word of God is promise. This morning at Fred's Bible study, I realized that there is more to the grammar of promises than I had been thinking about. And this is one of the wonderful things about Holden and conversation at Holden, because things that we think we almost understand can be broken wide open and examined in different ways before they fade or become composted and reborn in different forms in our minds and hearts. But even while there are different ways that these promises are expressed, different ways of looking at them, I think we can find the promises of God all over the place. And finding them in Scripture is like finding morels in the woods. How many of you have never seen a morel? Great, you've almost all seen a morel. How many of you have ever found a morel? Has anybody found a morel without looking for it? Sometimes they just pop up. Does anyone not know what a morel is? Okay, good, I get to tell you. A morel is a delicious mushroom. And it's so distinctive that it's pretty safe to eat. There's only one thing that is vaguely like it, and you really can't mistake it. But they stand up. Some of them are really little, and some of them get really big, and they have this really multi-textured top on them, and they're cute. And they're delicious. But once you find a morel in the woods, it's much easier to find another one and another one and another one and another one. There's a way in which morels almost seem to tune your sight to recognize them. They almost pop up tall as if they want to be found, where just a moment before they were hiding. Maybe that's a little animistic, but they do seem to have a personality and almost a way of calling out your vision. They almost address you and try to be found. And this is the way the promises of God are. Once we start seeing them, it's hard not to see another one and another one and another and another. This evening I thought we would just take a very quick look at a couple of my favorite promises using somewhat selective translation and see where they take us. So from Philippians 1:6, I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in and among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. The one who began a good work in you. Some translations use among you to emphasize that the you is plural, as in the one who began a good work in y'all would be faithful to complete it. Or as they say in Wisconsin, yous. And I'm not even going to try a Wisconsin accent, even though I've lived there for a long time. But the one who began a good work in yous. And I like hearing both in and among, but especially in, because it's fuller in my hearing. As the Greek preposition en, epsilon nu, is much richer than in or among. And anyone who's had a beginning Greek class, that pregnant en is often one of the first things that you learn about, a preposition that has way more than just its simple English translation. It has a way of gathering the meanings of other prepositions into it for a sense of in, with, through, among, that can give us the image of God's good work in a fulsome, rich, creative working of spirit and matter and life. The one who began a good work in, with, through, and among you will be faithful to complete it. And we have the hope and expectation that it will be completed by the day of Jesus Christ, which is right now, as well as in the fullness of time. Second of some of my favorite promises from Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's poema, God's work of art, created in Christ Jesus for good works or for the good life, which God has prepared beforehand for us that we might walk around in them. In the grammar of promises, these passages might fall into slightly different parts of speech, as one is expressed in the confidence of Paul, the writer of the letter to the Philippians, and the other is perhaps an implied promise. But one thing they have in common is the strong assurance of the agency of God and an overwhelming presence and grounding in Christ Jesus. What makes these passages promises is the assurance that this good work, these good works, this good life, this energetic work of art is initiated, begun, sustained, encouraged, and will be completed by God. God is the worker, we are the work. God is the poet, we are the poem. This gives us the gift of being in the action, embraced in it, and this gives us the hope that what proceeds from our hands might also be God's work of art, God's work of healing, God's work of beauty and goodness in the world. But at this point, I get stuck. When I think I understand something about promises, everything falls apart. God's promises don't fall apart, but the minute I think I have a handle on them, I fall apart. Or at least I fall off the edge of something. If God's promises were a wave we could ride until we fall off the surfboard, then paddle back out and catch another wave, wouldn't that be grand? Sometimes I see life that way. But the mouthful of sand I get when I ride the wave is too far into the shore is bitter and grittier than what I think I've bargained for. I know this is mixing metaphors, morels and surfboards. And what a crazy poem that would make. But I'm a broken poema. And without an author knowing where the poem is headed, or the wave is breaking, or whether it's mushroom season, this is what we get. This morning in Matins, I heard Mary Sather say, "We are the healing of nations." I loved that, and it was beautiful, and I want that to be true. I want to be in the healing of all the suffering and pain and fracturedness in this world. But my only hope is inside this God of promise and promises who can bring a work of art and healing to life and to completion in the now and in eternity. All the promises of God are yes in Christ Jesus. All the promises of God are yes in Christ. All the promises of God are yes in all the promises of God are yes. All the promises of God are all the promises of God, all the promises of all the promises, all the all. Christ is our all. Only in Christ do we find the yes that tunes our eyes to see those morel promises standing tall in the woods for us to identify. Only in the one who gives up life to give us life do we have courage to listen, even to a promise. All the promises of God, yes. Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's sing hymn number 737. Let's pray. Gracious God, give us eyes to see your promises, that we might walk around in them for the love and the healing of your world. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace, walk in the promises.
Amen.